It's Cougar Sports Saturday.
It's complete and no touchdown!
Cougar Sports Saturday. Saturday. A presentation of KSL Sports.
KSL Sports.
Left wing for three.
He got it again!
BYU Sports Talk by Cougar fans for Cougar fans. Here are your hosts, Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte. On Utah's legacy home of the Cougars. KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome back into KSL News Radio and KSL Sports, Cougar Sports Saturday. Mitch Harper, Matt Biamonte. We're talking with the newest member of the BYU football quarterback unit, McKay Hillstead, formerly Sky Ridge High School, then Utah State for a season, now a member of BYU. And McKay, welcome on into the show.
Thanks, I appreciate it. Glad to be here.
And I think Cougar Nation's excited to have you on board, and it's unique. I think it was kind of unexpected for Cougar Nation to see you commit to BYU. How did we get here?
Yeah, so obviously after in the transfer portal process, it is pretty chaotic, and you don't know what's going to happen going into it. But I had BYU and Utah reached out to me initially really early. And then just developed a relationship over the process of about, a week and a half. It was pretty quick, and I felt pretty confident in my decision, even though it was a quick process. But had some good potential offers and places that I could have gone, but I just really like BYU. So that's where I'm, the place that I'm at now.
Why did you ultimately decide to go into the portal and not stay at Utah State?
Yeah, I just, I think that I wanted to be at a place where I could compete. And I think that, going into the season, I felt like, my coach wanted to redshirt me. And I thought that was predetermined. So I just wanted to go to a place where I can compete, change the scenery, and just learn and grow as a player and develop more. So I thought that, BYU would be a great place to do that.
You noted, McCade, that you had other opportunities besides BYU and Utah. It was reported, I believe, by 24/7 Sports, you had interest from Big Ten, SEC schools. Who were some of those programs?
Yeah. So obviously, BYU, Utah, Mississippi State, Iowa, and Cal were kind of the big ones. So, I think after the whole process was settling down, I think I had each of the power conferences reach out, which was cool.
To follow up though, was the deciding maybe factor for BYU kind of the not having a clear cut starter, or was it location? What were maybe some of the key deciding factors beyond simply competition?
I think that just talking with my family going through the whole process, I wanted to go to a place where I felt hopeful for my future. I have a long time left to play. I have a redshirt year and then 3 years. So I just wanted to go to a place to where I felt comfortable, a place where I could see my, future being. And, just being around BYU, I know the vast amount of connections that you can develop, and just the institution that BYU is. So that I really valued that in the whole process, and just after taking a look at a couple different schools. So
McKay Hillstead is our guest here on Cougar Sports Saturday, the newest BYU quarterback. You mentioned, being comfortable with BYU. How far back does your knowledge of BYU go? Did you go to games as a kid? Like, maybe fill us in on your upbringing in relation to BYU.
Yeah, so I grew up in Springville, Utah, which is just 15 minutes, 20 minutes down the road from Lavelle Edwards Stadium. I went to a few games as a kid. Always enjoyed the environment. I wouldn't, I wasn't a huge fan of really anybody, to be honest with you. But, whether that be BYU, Utah, I feel like when I was a kid, I watched a lot of Marcus Mariota and the Oregon Ducks and stuff like that, and a little, a lot of Kyler Murray and whatnot.
You're making me feel old. Marcus Mariota was when I was an adult.
I was rocking the Mariota jersey just about every day to elementary school. So that was, no history really there, just other than the fact, super close, kind of familiar with the area, familiar with Utah County. So
Did it surprise you, McKay, when BYU did contact you? Because it's pretty well documented that they didn't offer you out in high school, and you had an accomplished career at Sky Ridge. Did it catch you by surprise?
No, I think, in all honesty, being a smaller guy, being a smaller quarterback, I went through a couple situations in high school just being recruited to where, I was pretty confident that schools were going to offer me, and then I'd go in and measure with the programs and not what they expected, or, just not being a super big guy. And then, I'd get turned down. But, after playing a year in college football and having a successful year, I think that, just talking to all the programs that I did talk to, they were just impressed with my ability, just because, a lot of the shorter guys don't actually pan out. So it's hard for teams to bet on them and take a chance on them. So, after, schools like, BYU, Utah saw that I was able to succeed and compete at a high level, then, they were interested. So I wouldn't say I was surprised, to be honest with you. I'd just say, I was grateful and humbled by the opportunity more than anything. So
what was the pitch from BYU and the coaching staff to that ultimately led to you choosing BYU?
Yeah. To be honest with you, I don't know if there was a direct pitch. I think I just went in and I kind of laid it out like, look, I want to understand the scheme. I just want to be around the coaches, just things like that. And I just had those things in the back of my mind. And, they were very genuine and very transparent with, the scheme and just, how they operate as the staff. And I think that was something that I really appreciated. And, yeah, so I don't think there really was a pitch, to be honest with you. I don't know if that answers your question, but.
Yeah, it does.
BYU quarterback McKay Hillstead's on with us here on KSL Sports, KSL News Radio. McKay, I've heard that you've been clocked in the past. Correct me if I'm wrong, but you've been clocked in like a 4.440. Am I underselling that? What's your speed like? Because I've heard it's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I mean, I can run pretty good. I don't know about that fast. No, but I've never ran an official 40. But I mean, that would be great if I were able to run that. But no, I don't know. I don't know about all that. But yeah, I mean, I can get loose just a little bit. But
when do you feel like you're at your best as a quarterback?
It's hard to say. I think I just want to be in rhythm, and I want to feel like I, know the scheme. And obviously that happens when you're the quarterback. So it's not a problem, but yeah, just feeling comfortable with the pass play or the progressions, or comfortable with the offense, having a good connection with your guys, and say that's when I feel the most comfortable for sure.
How much did the fact that Aaron Roderick and this BYU offense in recent years with that dual threat ability, Zach Wilson can run, Jaren Hall, they used him in the run game as well as the throw game. Mm-hmm. I even hate the term throw game, so let me back that up. Pass game is what I prefer to use. It's we pass the football. And anyways, I'm getting off on a tangent here, but how much did that dual threat ability speak to you as a player looking for a new scheme in your words? How much did that speak to you where it's like, hey, I'm going to be able to throw a lot and I'll be able to run as well?
Yeah, so something that Coach Roderick and Coach Mitchell highlighted when we were meeting, we talked pretty extensively about, how they have the quarterback run. It's not, they're not running them 100 times a game, or, obviously that's an over-exaggeration, but, it's very calculated. And, I felt like at, Utah State, I felt like my ability to run was suppressed just a little bit. I felt like I wasn't really able to open that up. But at BYU, obviously, because they have calculated runs and, they take their chances when the quarterback is running intelligently and, in a smart manner, that I felt like I could use my ability to run. And, seeing the past success of Jaren and Zach, I felt like, yeah, maybe I could do something similar to those guys. So
since you committed to BYU, McKay, have – you reached out immediately to BYU's receivers or just try to, connect with some of these guys to, to get some work in?
Yeah. Yeah. I've been super busy with the whole application process at BYU. I'm sure you guys know that's kind of hectic.
Yes.
Moving my stuff down from Logan. So it's been kind of a chaotic and hectic week, just getting on the grind with everything. But yeah, it's something that I'm definitely planning on doing next week, just before mandatory workouts start on the 13th. So
is Marcus Mariota a good player comp? It's hard. I mean, everyone's got their own style and flair, right? But I'm just, for those BYU fans who didn't get a chance to watch a lot of Utah State games last year, how would you describe your style of play as a quarterback?
Ooh, that's tough. I'd say, I don't know. I don't really know, to be honest with you. I'd just say, I'd say I'm an accurate passer. I'd say, like we highlighted a little bit earlier, I do have the ability to run, and but I think for the most part, I'm a passer first. And yeah, I'm very confident in my ability to throw the ball down the field, in the intermediate game as well as the quick game. So, I just describe myself just as an accurate passer, I'd say. So.
I'm always fascinated in the journeys of quarterbacks, and because it takes a lot of time and a lot of resources growing up as a kid to become a D1 quarterback. When did you start playing the quarterback position as a kid, and when did you realize, man, college football could be in my future?
Yeah, so I think that when I started playing quarterback, because I was playing Little League baseball, and I could never figure out how to reach the ball too far behind. I don't know what the drill was. They used to teach it like, I don't know, you make a T with your arms or whatever, but I'd always just throw it right by my ear. And then I was a really wild pitcher, and I would bean kids, and I would walk a bunch of people. And then the coach told my dad, like, oh, he kind of throws like a quarterback. And I think at that time, my dad took that and kind of ran with it. And then, I got a lot of training from, quarterback elite when I was a younger kid. I think I started in sixth grade. So did a lot of work with him, and that helped me a ton. So I think that, as I got into high school, my first D1 offer was Nevada my sophomore year. So I had a good. Had a good idea that, I was going to be playing college football at the next level pretty early. So,
Few more moments here with McKay Hillstead, newest BYU quarterback. How much did the Cougars' membership in the Big 12, playing at a high level of college football, how much did that play a role in you wanting to play for BYU?
yeah, obviously it's a, it's a huge deal. I think in and of itself, the BYU fan base has got to be one of the best in the whole entire nation. So obviously that's a draw in and of itself, but just being in the Big 12, competing with great competition, that's something that just interests me as a person. I'm always interested in developing and growing, and getting more experience. So yeah, just super exciting, and definitely was super appealing.
Do you have any family connections to BYU? I know you noted that you didn't go to many games growing up as a kid, but do you got any family connections to the program or college football in general growing up?
I don't think so, to be, I don't think so.
Well,
No, I'm kind of the first.
I asked that. I mean, is that what does that mean to you and your family to? I assume then to be like a first generation reaching this level and having a chance to play at BYU.
It means a lot. Both of my brothers, we joke about all the time. They say, if they would have got the same training and stuff that I did, they would have been exactly where I was at, which it's probably true. Both of my brothers are good athletes and super capable, but yeah, I mean, it means a ton, obviously. It's just a great opportunity, and you only get one life, so you want to make the most of it. So obviously it's great being able to be in, the limelight, and having the pressure that comes with, playing at a high level. So,
Couple more things for you, McKay. I know it's not the funnest conversation to have, but like injury wise, I know you'd battled an ankle last season in concussion. Just how are you feeling?
I feel good. I had a pretty serious ankle injury my senior year of high school, but haven't had any issues with that, and then did suffer a concussion. Not much you can do about that, but yeah, I'm churning on all cylinders upstairs, so I'm not super worried about it. So,
Here's an interesting question for you. We haven't had a chance to ask this to any quarterbacks yet, but are you looking forward to the change that just got approved in college football where there'll be communication through the helmet rather than signs and stuff on the sideline? What do you make of that as a quarterback?
In my visit with BYU, we did, me and Coach Roderick and Coach Mitchell did talk about that a little bit. I think that that's really the only way that Coach Roderick communicated with the quarterbacks during the spring, and obviously that's a huge help. Just giving little tips and pointers going into a play. Now, I'm excited for it just because I've never done that before, and it'll be a new thing, and just something new to learn and something to get into. So that'll be great.
Last thing for you, McKay. I know, I think Marcus Mariota was on the video game back in the day, the old NCAA football game. Now, this whole quick turnaround from Utah State to BYU, are we going to see in BYU Blue on that video game? Did you sign in for that?
I mean, I don't even know what happened, to be honest with you. I think I tried to sign up at Utah State, but I don't know. Hopefully I can transition it down to the
Okay.
Cougars. So that's what I'm hoping for.
Got to get you in that game. Well, McKay, we're looking forward to seeing you potentially playing in games this fall on the actual field at Lavelle Edwards Stadium and all the Big 12 venues you guys are going to be at this season. Appreciate the time. Best of luck. And looking forward to seeing you as a BYU Cougar.
Yeah, thank you. I really appreciate it.